Well, those poor, pitiful disciples, once again, they just don't get it. Here they've been hanging around Jesus for quite some time. And they've been with him as he's been reaching out to all kinds of people that were regarded in their culture as not being of any consequence. They see Jesus reaching out to them. People like the deaf and the blind, even pagans. And yet here they are, literally walking in Jesus' footsteps, walking behind him on the road to Capernaum. And what are they doing? They're discussing who is the greatest. Peter thought he should be number one because he was the first who recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. And James and John thought they should be in on it because they had witnessed the transfiguration. And Simon probably thought he was the most important because he had been a tough, manly zealot. And maybe it was Matthew who thought he was the one, being a wealthy tax collector and having, in his mind, probably given up more than any of the others to follow Jesus. And so they just didn't get it. They seemed to think that those things made them great. But you know, we really can't sneer at them, can we? Because look at us, we've been hanging around Jesus all of our lives, and we still don't get it. Too much of our energy and attention is consumed with our own status, with our own self-importance, with the amplification of our egos. When I was a seminarian and a deacon at Catholic University in Washington, our rector really was encouraging us to sign up to minister at a Sunday Mass at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. So I dutifully did that, not knowing when I signed up for that particular Sunday that it was going to be not an ordinary Sunday Mass at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, but it was going to be a special Mass recognizing the 10th anniversary of when Pope John Paul II became Pope. And so the presider was the Pope's delegate to the United States, Archbishop Pio Laghi. The preacher was the great Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal James Hickey, and assisted by an army of bishop concelebrants. And here was I, the little seminarian who was supposed to serve at this Mass. I was terrified. But, you know, I was very moved during that Mass by the homily that the late, great Cardinal Hickey gave. It was a very beautiful homily. So in the sacristy after Mass, and let me tell you, the sacristy of the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception is as big as some small churches. It's huge. And it was filled with all kinds of people, all these bishops, prelates, priests, monsignors, grand poobahs, you know, you name it. And the seminarians were on the very lowest on the pecking order. You know, a seminarian is nobody in a setting like that. And, you know, everybody was clamoring to get the cardinal's attention about something, you know. And I really wanted to tell him how great his homily was. And I found myself near him. And so I spoke to him. And do you know what he did? He turned to me and he took my hand in both of his and he completely focused in on me, even though there was all this chaos and this clamor calling for his attention around him. And honestly, I felt like I was the only person in that room with Cardinal Hickey. And you know, I would also have a couple other experiences, you know, totally accidental, where I would encounter that great cardinal during the time that I was in seminary. And each time, I would say that it was a profoundly human encounter. That's the word that I would use to describe it. And I, when I'm reflecting upon that, I thought, well, that's probably because he recognized my human dignity, even though I was not anybody important. And so what about us? Are there people that we don't give a whole lot of attention to because they're not important in our own eyes, because they don't further the agenda of our status or ego needs? Like, for example, those people that Jesus himself identifies with in his account of the last judgment in Matthew 25. The starving, the poor, the sick, the elderly, the stranger, etc. And today, Jesus identifies himself with a child. Another great example of somebody that we may not pay a lot of attention to because they're not important. You know, children, those rug rats that get underfoot all the time, who are better seen and not heard. Children who, if we're in a social setting, a social group, who we probably would not even acknowledge their presence. Children who, if we talk to them at all, we tend to talk down to them instead of talking to them. Children, if there are too many of them in our household, will encroach upon our time and our acquisition of material things. Unborn children who, if they are conceived at a time that's inconvenient, will be consigned to brutal dismemberment and harvesting for profit. And yet here, Jesus says, when you receive a child, you receive me. And Jesus reveals God, the creator of the entire universe, who has no beginning or end, the giver of all life. He reveals him as the one that we receive when we receive a child. Wow. How humble God is. And what high maintenance our ego needs require. And so that's the irony of the upside down kingdom of Jesus Christ. If we want to be important, we won't be important at all. But if we give attention to those whom the world regards as unimportant, that is how we become important in Jesus' upside-down kingdom. May he save us all. Amen. Amen. Amen.